Good morning. A good looking start to the day across interior New York and New England as the main portion of that unseasonably cool trough of low pressure continues to pivot out through the Canadian Maritimes. Still a little bit of energy passing through in the northwest wind flow behind this trough, and that'll produce scattered cloudiness from time to time today. Otherwise, a good deal of sunshine, warmer temperatures, and low humidity to round out the work week. High temperatures should reach into the middle and upper 70s on average across the region, with a few spots touching the 80-degree mark. Skies will be mostly clear tonight. It'll be another comfortably cool night with temperatures back into the lower and middle 50s. As we get into the weekend, we're still tracking that wave of low pressure, but it continues to look like this system will shear off enough to our south to leave the overwhelming majority of the region dry on Saturday. We will get an increase in cloud cover during the day on Saturday, but more sunshine can be expected closer to the Canadian border. And we still run the risk at a few scattered showers, especially in the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. With more in the way of cloud cover on Saturday, it'll still be mild but not quite as warm, with highs in the middle 70s. Either way, it looks like as this wave tracks off the eastern seaboard for the day on Sunday, high pressure will build in from the north and we'll all go back to mostly sunny skies, pleasant temperatures, and low humidity, with highs again in the middle 70s. That high pressure center will dominate into the day on Monday with mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s, and even into Tuesday when we should push past the 80-degree mark. By Wednesday, the next disturbance will head in our direction with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid-80s, but clearing out behind that system for Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level high-pressure center will remain in place across the southern Great Plains, supporting at or above normal temperatures across much of the central to interior western United States. A series of upper-level disturbances moving across the top of this high are expected to impact portions of the northern Rockies into the Great Plains with showers and thunderstorms. Some of these storms may become strong to severe. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, continues to highlight the potential for strong to severe storms centered mainly across the central and northern high plains. In this region, we can expect daytime heating to produce moderate instability during the afternoon. At the same time, vertical shear will increase, especially over the northern high plains, with the approach of modest mid-level jet stream winds. Both multi-cell and some supercell structures are expected, with damaging wind and large hail the main threats through the evening. Meanwhile, across the west, a front will slowly work its way to the Pacific Northwest, bringing rain to western Washington, Oregon, and far northwestern California. And while much of the east will remain dry, a weak area of low pressure is forecast to produce showers and thunderstorms across Florida. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 39 degrees, and a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 50. 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 70s, Boston partly sunny, in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 63, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 64 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 27 hundredths below normal, and 14.98 inches for the year, which is 71 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 93, set in 2011 and in 1984, and the record low, 38, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and a bit milder today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and a bit milder today, highs in the lower to mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, a bit milder today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and milder today with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, low humidity, and milder today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine closer to the Canadian border, a mix of sun and clouds along I-90 and more clouds to the south, and even the chance of a few showers toward the coast, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, pleasant, low humidity Sunday, mid 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, more humidity on Tuesday, lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, lower to mid 80s. And increasing sunshine near 80 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.